You're listening to New Order Online Radio on NewOrderOnline.com.
Bienvenue.
Bienvenidos.
Welcome to New Order Online Radio, the show brings you the past and present of the Community Project. Cover versions of New Order and Joy Division songs, along with original music and artists' interviews, here on NewOrderOnline.com. So stay tuned.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to New Order Online Radio. This is Community Special Edition number 60, and tonight we have two bands for you. One is called Devil Land, and they covered Days of the Lord, and the other is Almenso with New Dawn Fades. And I believe this is our last exclusive Joy Division podcast of the Community 2 competition. You'll hear some other Joy Division songs, but it's the last one featuring two Joy Division songs. So we'll start right away with the original version from Joy Division of Days of the Lord.
We'll be right back.
So that was Joy Division with Days of the Lord, and I really enjoyed this Joy Division track, which is one of the songs that nobody seems to talk about, but I actually pretty much enjoy it. So the artist covering it for the community competition is called Devil Land, and is composed of Jeremy Kaufman at vocals, synth and drum loops, and Eric Foss at guitar, and they formed in August 2001, and they are from Hayward, California in the USA. So it's near San Francisco. So they actually have a MySpace website, which is myspace.com/devilland, and we'll listen to one of their original track that I found on this MySpace website, and this song is called Instructions. And Devilland is an electronica, pop and industrial group, so here we go.
She looks so beautiful. I wish I had a good reputation.
Instruct me, instruct me. I know what to do for you. Instruct me, instruct me. I don't want you to hide it more. Instruct me, instruct me. Why do you even want to lie? Instruct me, instruct me. If I thought that she died. Instruct me, just gotta let it all up inside. Instruct me, instruct me. No more tears will I cry. Instruct me, instruct me. Everything keeps going awry. Instruct me, instruct me. I can't keep up the will to follow you. Over you.
Married someday.
You're here, huh?
So that was Instruction by Devilland, and here is their cover of Days of the Lord.
Thank you.
So once again, this was Devilland and Days of the Lord. If you enjoyed this track or not, please leave a comment on the artist profile page at community.newordonline.com. All your comments are very much appreciated by the artist. And if you like the song enough to that you think it should be on the album, don't forget to vote for it. You have until May 19 at the end of the day. And the top 10 will move to the album. Okay, so next we move to Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we meet Almanzo. Almanzo is Alejo Parella, who is one of the moderators of New Order Online and also the instigator of the community project with One Order. Well, actually, the reason why we started Community, and I include myself because actually I helped them on the first Community album, though it was not my idea, and to be honest, I wasn't thinking it would be as good as the project finished to be. But I had to help them and build the web infrastructure and everything to vote. But this time around I'm working a little more on the project, and I hope it will be a big success until the end. So, back on the topic, Almanzo actually submitted a cover of a few songs that he recorded, and one of them was Ceremony, which actually didn't make it to the album because it was eliminated in a preliminary round by the members of New Order Online, and they picked Angel Dust instead. And Angel Dust made it to the album, and when I decided to do the Community EP, which was actually my project for the first Community, I decided that it was something that shouldn't have happened. So that's the reason why Ceremony is on the EP, and as well as other tracks that were eliminated in preliminary rounds, such as C. Bentley's Temptation. And actually, the EP was to correct a few mistakes done by the member, according to us, the producers. So that was the whole story behind the Community EP. But you know, actually, the members have the final word on Community, so it's really up to you to decide which track will go to the album and which track will not go to the album. And remember, you have until May 19 at the end of the day to do your choice. Okay, the problem with Almanzo is actually the amount of tracks he actually has. I think I have something like 9 New Order and Joy Division covers on my computer, and several versions of several covers, as well as his collaboration with Sofia Doscari as Last Nos or Nemesis. So I really have no idea what I should play. So, should it be Ceremony?
I'll break them down, no mercy show. Heaven knows it's got to be.
Well, you already heard that one many times, so maybe close range?
It's been strange, but things get. You've got to pull yourself together, man. You've got to get back on your feet again. How can I ever make you understand? You got the world right in your hand.
You don't like Close Range, or maybe Sabotage?
You want me, if you're feeling down. Why don't you come with me? I turn you around. I wish I could cross this great divide. Be with you there on the other side. Together we'll.
Don't like Sabotage, so I have a demo of Love Vigilantes somewhere.
I want to see my family, my wife and child waiting for me. Got to go home, I've been so long, you see.
And I also have Vanishing Point, which he actually recorded to my request based on the soundtrack he did when they played the song live as Nemesis in Buenos Aires at the Community launch party with Sofia Doscari. But this one features Alejo on vocals.
He buys love to sell tomorrow. My life ain't no holiday. I've been through the point of no return.
wait a minute, he actually had a song on Community. It's Angel Dust, remember? Yes, indeed, it did record another version of New Dawn Fades, an earlier version.
We'll share a drink and step outside, an angry voice and one who cries. I gave you everything and more. Strength too much can take much more.
And trust me, I actually have others. So, well, he's doing everything out of his Macintosh computer, and which is an old one. Unfortunately, the economy in Argentina isn't as good as it used to be, so it's very complicated to get all these types. So just imagine if he had access to a real studio or something like that. And of course, Almenso participated with other people from Argentina. So on the first Community, you had Laura Van Damme and NO74. As well as other bands, and this time he's helping his girlfriend, which is Ishtar, with her version of Morning, Night and Day in Paradise, and he helped NO74 to rework his version of Chosen Time, and you have other things like that as well, and of course his own version of New Dawn Fades. But before we start everything, I'm going to play to you tonight one of his submissions for the first Community competition, which is his piano version of Everyone Everywhere that I pretty much enjoy, and I hope someday he'll be able to record it in a proper way, because it was a live take, but I believe it's pretty good. So here it is, Almenso and Everyone Everywhere.
At the end. There's no fear on our plane, so we bet and we steal, for we know love is real, and if we don't take a chance in a spare sideways glance, change. speak as one, and with a single breath, this world is gone. This world is gone.
Uh-huh. Almanzo started in 1995 per se with that name, although my musical project started in 82-83 when I was 6 or 7 and began making my own songs, and it's one long story until now. But Almanzo was the most serious project. It started as a trio, then we changed the name, then we were a duo, we even performed as a quartet and as a quintet, but finally I got along as I used to be prior to 95. And I'm really happy about it, since I can do my own rules now. Someday I have to record a proper album, but somehow it always gets postponed.
Thank you.
New Dawn Fates is maybe my favorite Joy Division song ever. It's a strange thing that happens to me, but I always tend to do more Joy Division covers since I'm more a New Order fan. Does it make any sense? It's like I can't really touch what New Order did, but can't mess with Joy Division. And what pleases me the most is that Joy Division fans are usually more secular and don't want people to mess much on Joy Division tracks, like Sacrilege or something. That encourages me even more to do even more radical changes to the tracks. I did it on Community One with Ceremony, turning it into an acoustic ballad. Now it's the turn for another untouchable song, New Dawn Fates. Hello, this is Almanzo, and you're listening to New Dawn Fates on Retro Forward Radio.
Bye.
I thought about this version from the first moment I decided to take part on the Community 2 project. I wanted it to have a punk feeling, trying to read the song through a punk ska style, more than the original dark new wave style of Joy Division. So I made it faster, I changed the original chord and add a brass section. My father did those with his trombone and I think it was fabulous. It's the first time we were together in music, which now seems so odd, since we are both musicians and we always lived under the same roof for 29 years now. I played bass, guitars, sung and programmed the drums. I'm really pleased how the drums sound actually, especially the last part. I recorded at home and I had Steve Bentley's help to put all the parts together and mix it. He deserves a lot of credit about how the sound turned out. Thanks, man.
So that was Almenso and his cover of New Dawn Fades from Joy Division. And if you enjoyed this track, don't forget to leave a comment on Almenso's profile page at community.neworldonline.com. He really appreciates the comments and he actually took the time and liberty to leave a comment on every artist page. And even if he didn't like the song, he found a way to comment it and face the music. And I respect that. So that was his cover, and once again you have until May 19 at the end of the day to vote. And of course I couldn't finish really this podcast without playing the song that sparked the whole community project. So to finish this podcast, here is Almenso and Ceremony on New Order Online Radio.
I think this contest will be even better than the first one because we have more consistency, better standard quality on the songs, and the winning prize is even better because every winning band will show their own material to people that they wouldn't normally reach, people from all over the world with similar interests. That's great.
Forever, let me
this concludes tonight's community special on Nerd Online Radio. See you all next time.